Item 13, from the Government Affairs Liaison, Office of Government Affairs, requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract amendment in the amount of $37,000 from $62,000 to an amount not to exceed $99,000 with Stafford Rosenbaum LLP to provide lobbying services for the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors to increase the monthly retainer by $1,150 from $5,000 to $6,150 and to extend the term of the contract from December 31, 2015 to April 30, 2016.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo moves to adopt the resolution. Any comments regarding this matter? Mr. Barber?
Well, I'm just here as, I guess, a conduit since I helped work on the contract a little bit, if you have questions.
Any questions on the contract? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this would extend, I believe, the services of Ms. Stevens through next April, end of next April, but start at the end of this term of the county board.
Right.
So very good. Supervisor Mayo beat me to moving adoption. Thank you.
We have a motion to adopt resolution. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Moore Omokunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 13 be recommended for adoption prevails.
We are skipping item 14 to the last item. Item number 15, please.
Item 15, from the Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, providing a passive review informational report regarding a professional services agreement in an amount not to exceed $297,400 with Plant Moran for Phase 1 planning and design of Enterprise Resource Planning Migration Strategies relative to 2015 adopted capital project W060201, Enterprise Platform Modernization. The item is passive review and informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
What's the pleasure of the committee? Supervisor Mayo moves to object. Any? Yeah, he wants to go to the board. First of all, Chief Information Officer Pinella, would you like to present?
Good afternoon, Chair, Supervisors. Laurie Pinella, Chief Information Officer. The item I have before you is is passive review to enter into a contract with a company by the name of Plant Moran. IMSD issued a request for proposal to find an organization to help us do a feasibility analysis in looking at our current general ledger financial systems enterprise-wide, and our HR systems. And to do a feasibility analysis to migrate to an ERP, an enterprise resource planning system. The current state of our financial systems are at risk. They're old. They were implemented in 1999. Our HR systems in mid-2000. The systems right now are not meeting the needs of our departments. We are lacking modern technologies. The hardware on our mainframe needs to be replaced. So we've brought in experts from the industry to help us find a solution, tell us what it's going to cost to implement, and then do an ROI. So looking at our investment and the cost savings that we will have in implementing new technologies, when will we have a return on that investment? This contract is for phase one, and phase one is that feasibility analysis. Phase two, I anticipate coming back to this committee in either December or January, asking for the authority to amend the contract to do an RFP and the RFP process to take us one step further to finding an ERP solution for Milwaukee County.
Thank you. Ms. Pinella, Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Pinella. Why is the contract
phase two RFP, why do you need to combine all that together to handle that?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, that is a good question. When we get the feasibility analysis back, when we get the report back, we need to make a decision that are we going to have the finances in 2017 to move forward? What options do we need to do? If we we could decide to hold off on phase two and not move forward with the RFP process.
What's the pleasure of the committee? No action? I move to that. Supervisor Moore,
was there a motion to object or no?
No.
Well, no, I'm no.
Oh.
Do you have anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt.
I'll move to adopt an agenda, and I asked, and the questions that are normally asked always are, you know, how do we pick this firm? You know, it's not local, correct? So it's, but it's has a national reputation. That's why he did it. Why can't we do this in-house? Does it replace anybody in-house? And that we made two questions about moving to adopt.
Mr. Chair, thank you for asking that question. Plante Moran is a company out of Michigan. They are an industry. They were hired because of their experience in working with government agencies throughout the country, and their experience in this arena. They have hundreds of government clients. Government is their specialty. They came to the table. They were the most qualified group. We are hiring local for our DBE, which is a company by the name of Comsentia. And Comsentia is a company that IMSD has done work with in the past, and we're happy to have them on board.
And we'll see if this works out, because they're not getting the whole contract right now.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Do you want to add something?
No, Stephanie Galizia, RFP Administrator for this RFP from Procurement Division. Just here, if you have any questions about the acquisition that Ms. Pinella may need to defer to.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt moves to adopt. There's no resolution before us. We can either
passive review, I know.
We can either not act, or we can object and vote on the objection to see if it will go to the board for, or we can take no action. No action. It seems to serve the committee not to take any action. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Supervisors, thank you.